Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Gimel. As we continue going into almost our last week, a week from tomorrow, it's Purim and the Siyum, as is Hashem. Okay, so we start on daf Pei Beis and Mabeis, second to last line, Eisvei. So the Gemara had a machlokas yesterday between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, which we discussed at the end of the shiur. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody makes a neder from two kikaros, two challahs. One of them is good challah and challah that she would enjoy, and one of them is not. The rock was pas kiber. It's stale and challah that is not so appetizing. So she makes a neder from both. Most Rishonim assume this was in one statement. It's one neder which encompasses two challahs. So what's the halacha? Because only half of this neder is neder shel inui nefesh. So therefore, what could the Baal do? So Shmuel holds that he's made for the whole neder. Why? Because he's made for the half of inui nefesh, and mitoch shehu made for lemisana, mitoch made for l'sheni misana. Once he can be made for half, he can be made for the other half. That's the sheet of Shmuel. And Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he can only be made for the half of inui nefesh. The other half, he cannot be made for. What's the nekudas ha-machlokas? We mentioned yesterday from the Ran and the Rosh and the Ritva. The Ran mentioned that, according to Shmuel, why could he do it? Because, A, a Baal can be made for Nadar Shel Inui Nefesh. B, a husband has to be made for the entire Nether. Putting those together, the only way that he can be made for the Nether of Inui Nefesh here is if he made for the whole Nether. So it must be that he automatically can be made for the whole Nether, or else he wouldn't be able to be made for this Shel Inui Nefesh, and that's not allowed. While Rabbi Yochanan holds that no, what does it mean he has to be made for the whole neder? The whole neder of Inui Nefesh. So you take this chelek of the neder and he's made for it, period. That's it. So that's the Ran. The Rush quoted that maybe even the other half of the neder is Inui Nefesh b'miksas. So that's why it can work. Once you're made for one half, you can be made for the other half, which is a lower level of Inui Nefesh. And the Ritva that we mentioned, the third shot, was maybe the issue, according to Shmuel, is since it's Inui Nefesh, objectively, for others it might be Inui Nefesh, even though it's not Inui Nefesh for you, so that's still called Inui Nefesh, and that's why he can be made for the entire nether. Maybe according to that, Rabbi Yochanan holds that no, it's more subjective. It's more, you know, for you it's not Inui Nefesh, and therefore that part of the nether is off limits. So that was the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So now we will talk about it. Eisvei. So ask the Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Nazir. Ha'isha shenadir benazir v'ha'isa shosayanim etab elameisim. As we know, Pasuk says, isha isha, a man or a woman. A man can be a nazir, a woman can be a nazira. And she drinks wine and is betab elameisim, right? Two of the three items which a nazir is usher. A nazir cannot cut his hair, cannot be betab elameisim, and cannot drink wine. So let's say a woman makes the nether to become a nazir, something that we'll have to talk about at length. What is the relationship between Naziris and Nedarim? Is Naziris just one specific kind of Neder? Earlier, at the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, we had Hakeshim between Nedarim and Naziris. Here the Lashon is Nadra B'Nazir. It's a form of Neder, but how much does Naziris become its own entity, its own halachic institution? So Isha Shenadra B'Nazir, Vaisa Shosei Amitam Alameisav, she makes a Neder that she violates. She violates her Naziris. So what's the halacha? Harei Zu Sofek Es Es Harbam. She gets Malkus. She's sofeges es harbam. What's the lashon of sofeges? We see that throughout sofeges. What do you mean, loka? Sofeges means to like absorb, to, it's like a sponge. So says the Shidduch Kvetz, that's exactly the point. She absorbs the malchus. She's sofeges, like a maspeg. Afalgat, I'm sorry, where is it? Sho'eves, mi lashon svog umashpech, quoting the Ritz. So the Shidduch Kvetz says here, that's the lashon of Sofeges Es Harbam, she absorbs it. The other Lashon, sometimes you find Gimel and Kuf, switch, those letters. So Sofek means to hit. Sofek is Kapav. Clap your hands together. So Sofek is also a Lashon of Sofek, also might be a Lashon of Haka'ah, that's what the Aruch suggests, a Lashon of hitting. So that's Sofeges. Harizu Sofeges Es Harbam. So a woman makes a neder and she violates, she gets Malkus. Says the Ran, there is no Chiddush in that statement. In that first half of the statement, yeah? I think this might be either or. Shosei Amitam Alameisav, right? That's two separate Averis. As we'll see, that there are the in Nazirus, there's five or six mitzvahs. Right? It's not just one mitzvah of Parshas HaNazir. There's a separate Isser being Mitami Lameis, and even with the Tami Lameis, Mitami in O Lameis and Mitami in other Tumos. It's two separate Isserim for the Nazir. And also to cut the hair, and also to drink wine, and also to eat anything that connects to wine, all separate Averis. separate of the 613. So the ratio of the Mishnah says, if a woman makes a neder, she violates, she gets malchus. The Ran says on top, there is no chiddush in this statement. That's what the Ran and the Rush say. Tosfos suggests maybe there is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? As we're about to see in the Seifa, what happens if the Baal is made for the neder? What if the Baal is made for the neder? So the chiddush is that if she had violated before the hafara, she still gets malchus. Because the Baal is Megas Gaia. As we said, Hafara works from today, Mikana Laba, that's the Chiddush of the Reisha. The Reisha says she gets Malchus, even if the Baal tomorrow is made for the Neder, she's still going to get the Malchus. Why? Because at the moment when she violated, she was still subject to her Naziris, and the Baal is only made for it from that moment on. So that's what Tosfos suggests is the Chiddush of the Reisha. Heferla, Baila, Vihilo, Yada, Sheheferla. What if the Baal was made for it, but she didn't know? The Baal was made for it. She did not know that he was made for it, and she went and violated, in quotes. So she thought she was violating. Right? It's like the case, somebody thinks they're eating treif, and they end up eating kosher. So the halach is, right? You don't get points of Shemayim for that, but you're not going to get Malchus. Because the Mitzias, he didn't violate. He didn't violate because he had been made for the Neder. There is a discussion of the sheet of the Rambam. We'll just mention, we're not really going to answer it. A little difficult what exactly the sheet of the Rambam is. We just mentioned, as most Rishonim hold, that the husband, when he's made for the neder, is make his guys. He cuts it right from that day, mikana lahaba, and it's finished. This is in contrast to what a chacham does. A chacham is okere neder lomafreya, uproots it originally. That is an ibaya. That's a question in Maseches Nazir. But Rov Rishonim paskin that by a baal he cuts it today. The Rambam has different implicit what he holds in various places. So one of the more difficult ones is in Hilchos Nedarim related to this issue in Yud Gimel Beis. Says the Rambam, Ketzan Mefer, how is the husband Mefer? Omer Mufer, O Batel, O Ein Neder Zeklum, V'chayotze Bedvarim, She'inyanam Akiras HaNeder Me'ikaro. Saying anything that's Oker the Neder, that's a Hafara. Avalom Im Amar, Efshi Shetaduri, Ein Ka Neder, that's not a Hafara. So what exactly does the Rama mean? Inyanam Akiras HaNeder Me'ikaro. That Lashon sounds like it's Oker Me'ikaro, which is what the Chacham does. So is that what the Rambam holds? So many of the Mefarshim are very bothered by this Rambam, because if you look in the other Rambam, the Rambam quotes, like we mentioned here, if the woman violates before the Baal is Mefer, so that she gets Malchus. So what do you mean she gets Malchus? If he's Oker the Neder Meikara, how can she get Malchus? The Rambam paskins that way. So it's very difficult. The Kesef Mishnah here has a lengthy discussion. What exactly is the sheet of the Rambam? Maybe, he suggests, maybe the whole discussion in Nazir is not whether it's Me'ikaro or Mikana Lahaba, but what we call, in our Achronisha jargon, what we call Lamafreya Lamafreya or Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya. Meaning everybody agrees that when the Baal comes today on Vav Adar, and he says it goes backwards, so maybe it's from today. But only from today, you could view it in retrospect as if it didn't happen. But of course it happened b'shaito. That's what's called Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya. Or do we say, Lamafreya, Lamafreya? It's totally uprooted when we look back, it never happened. Like a Brewer type of discussion. It never happened. Once we say it never happened from Mikana Lahaba. So says the Kesef Mishnah, maybe that's the holy baya in the Gemara. That everybody agrees that something happens, Lamafreya. But the question is, how extreme of a Lamafreya approach do we have? So the Kesef Mishnah suggests that the Rambam holds the more moderate approach. Mikana Lahaba Lamafreya, and that's how he can kind of have his cake and eat it too, say it existed, but he uses the Lashon of Nedem Ikar. You have to say some type of middle approach, because you have to put a number of Rambams together. The Rambam that uses the Lashon of Akiris Nedem Ikar, and the Rambam that says that when the Baal is Mefer, she still gets Malchus for violating before that Afara. So to put those together, suggest that Kesef Mishnah, it's Mikana Lahaba Lo Mafreya. Yeah. Right, so that's the Rambam does not say this is what it does, he's just explaining the language. She'inyanam Akiras HaNeder, but he uses the Lashon Me'ikaro. So Me'ikaro maybe from its roots right now. You don't have to say Me'ikaro from originally. Right, for right now, it's totally uprooted. So you're right, there are other ways to get out of this Rambam, but that's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests. So the Rambam holds, when the Baal does it, it's really become Lahaba Lamafreya, not Lamafreya, Lamafreya. Okay, so now back to the Gemara. So again, the Gemara quotes this Mishnah in Maseches Nazir, where the Mishnah says, if the Baal is made for the Neder without the wife knowing about it, she's not going to get Malchus anymore for the violated, because there's no more Neder. So now ask the Gemara. We're going to ask Akasha on one of the sheetahs we started off with today. And if we hold like Rabbi Yochanan says in the case of the two chalas. The case of the two chalas, what's the halacha? One of them is a good chala, one of them is a bad chala. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, he can only be made for one chala, and not the other chala. The other chala he cannot be made for, it's not eating nefesh. But if you hold that, says the Gemara, Dilma minyayin de islet sara, hefer la, maybe when the Baal is made for the neder of his wife, he is only made for the aspects of Nazirus which cause her pain. Meaning she can't drink wine. That's inu nefesh. Min charsun min zag lo hefer la. What, because she can't eat grape seeds or grape peels that cause her inu nefesh? Dalo is late sara. She doesn't get sara for that. Vitismo gets arbam. She should get malchus for the part of the Naziris that the husband was not made for. Again, what does the Mishnah say? The Baal is made for the nether. But what do you mean? He cannot be made for the part of Nazirus that is not inu nefesh. So why is there automatically, why does the Mishnah say automatically there's no malchus? There should be malchus because the part of the Nazirus that is not inu nefesh should still be existent. The Ran points out that the word dilma here is misleading. The word dilma here should mean vadai. Vadai, for sure, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he cannot, not he didn't, he cannot be made for the part of Nazirus that is not inu nefesh. So therefore, he's only made for the chelik of Yayin. He's not made for the chelik of the charsanim and the zagim, the peels and the seeds. So therefore, that part of Nazirus should still be intact, and she should be subject to that Nazirus, and she should be able to get malchus. So she violates that Nazirus.
She drank wine.
No, if she drank wine beforehand, then she's not going to get malchus for that. If she drinks wine after that far, she's putter. Because that he can be made for. That's inu nefesh. But the other dregs that a nazir is also not allowed to eat, but that's not inu nefesh, not being able to eat that. So he shouldn't be able to be made for that part of the neder. Therefore, she should still be able to get malchus. So we're talking about, but the Mishnah says that, the Mishnah says she did drink wine and metami lames and let's say all the other things. It sounds like there's a blanket statement that after afara there's no more naziris. But why is that true? Why is there no more naziris? The Gilyon Hashas here quotes other examples, by the way, where you see the lashon of dilma, which means vadai. Okay. But either way, that's the question. Again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that if you have one neder, part of it's inu nefesh, part of it's not inu nefesh, you can only be made for the inu nefesh part of it. So why, when a baal is made for the neder, the naziris of his wife, why don't we say he only has the power to be made for half of that? But the part of naziris that is not inu nefesh, let's say the wine and the dregs, or let's say tumas meis. We'll see that later, whether that's inu nefesh. Maybe if it's tumas meis, that's also not inu nefesh, she should still be able to get malchus for that. Answers the Gemara, important statement, Amar of Yosef, Ein Nazirus Lachatzoin. There's no Nazirus, there's no half Nazirus. Ein Nazirus Lachatzoin. What does that mean? So the Mefarish quotes the source of this, and we'll see how this is a slight jump from the source. The Mefarish here, see the Mefarish right across, Ein Nazirus Lachatzoin, Kidamrina Bapera Kamrini Nazir Ben Agrogris, like we learned in beginning of Meseches Nazir, hopefully we'll get to that in a couple weeks, Vahachihu, Hare Yomer Harini Nazir Amanash Eash Osayayin. Let's say someone says, I'm a Nazir on condition that I can drink wine. As long as I can drink wine, I'm a Nazir. I'm a Nazir al-Manas with a Tanai that I can be Betami Lames. So what's the halacha? You're a Nazir and you're Usir. And you're a phone Nazir. You can't drink wine. You said, I raise a Nazir. You, why? Because that is a Tanai Masna Mashkazim HaTorah. The Torah has the institution of Nazirus, and you're trying to make a Tanai against that. I'm a Nazir without this part of Nazirus. Tough luck. You're a Nazir and your whole Tanai falls away. So what do you see from there? Nazirus is a package deal. You can't make up your own laws. You can't leave out the wine part of Nazirus. So because of that, just like, and this is an important just like you can't start a Nazirus halfway, right? You can't start a Nazirus without the wine element. So too, when what's Argamar saying? When the Baal is made for a Nazirus, he cannot be made for half of the Nazirus. Once he's made for half the Nazirus, the whole Nazirus falls away. Again, you might have been Mechalik, you might have said, you at least have to start. But that's the chiddush of our Gemara. Not only does a Nazirus lachatzoin mean that you can't start a Nazirus with only half a Nazirus, so too, if she adds a full Nazirus, and then you get rid of part of it, the other half also falls away. So hachanami ki mefer labal, bala mefer hakol. So therefore, you can't suggest that the Baal is only made for half of the Nazirus. Interesting, just remember an important tosos we had in Maseches Ksubis. When this came up, Masa Mashakasa Matara. So what happened? A man says, it's amazing if you think about it, Tosa's question. I'm a Nazir as long as I can drink wine. So what's the halacha? He's a Nazir, he's also allowed to drink wine. He asked Tosa, is that what he really wanted? Don't we think that if somebody says, I'm married to you on condition that it's that it snows tomorrow. Condition that it snows tomorrow. Right? So what's the halacha? So you can make it snow. And here, right, so, Tosfos, let me just quote the Lashon of Tosfos. He says it the best. V'teimas, subis nunvavim alef. Im kein, amahi mukudeshes. What's the case over there? The case of the snow is not a good example. The context is masa mashkas batorah. Arei amukudeshes, you're married to me on condition that I have no physical obligations to you. No conjugal obligations. Make it right. What's the halacha? They're married and he has ochiyuvim of a husband. So ask Tosfos. He obviously only had in mind to want to get married if he doesn't have these chiyuvim. Or in our case, if he's allowed to drink wine. What should be the case if it doesn't work? What should be the halacha? What would you have thought? What should the halacha be? The whole thing should be thrown out. What, he's a nazir? He's allowed to drink? We should say he's not a nazir. You can't do that, so you're not a nazir. You can't do this, so you're not married. So Tosfos says this. How is it possible that if somebody makes it tznai and we throw out the tznai, the mice is going to be kayim? So Tosfos comes up with a very important principle in the tznai. Tosfos says, "Be omeri di'ilav di'alfinan mitznai b'nei gadam b'nei ruvein." If we hadn't learned the concept of tznayim for b'nei gadam b'nei ruvein, hava amina d'shum tznai eino mevatelas ha'maisa v'yafilo lo yiskayim b'sof ha'maisa kayim. All of tznayim, says Tosfos, is a chiddush. I do an act. I give my wife a ring. Wonderful. Ari Amukadesh Asli. All of a sudden, I say something. I'll menace that something happens. Why should that have any effect? I did an action. Why should words affect my act? Tosfos therefore says the whole concept of a tnai affecting an act is a big chish. So just because, so it's not really a question of why should the tnai fall away and the mice is kayim. The mice is the strong thing. The whole chiddush of tnaim, the whole chasm of tnaim is a chiddush. So when you make a tnai against what it says in the Torah, so the tnai falls away. The chiddush is let go and the ikar hadin applies. You didn't act. That's a very important tosis. All tnaim is a chiddush. And therefore, if you're masa masha chasm of Torah, so when a tnai works, it works. But when a tznai does not work, the tznai is thrown out and the mice is kayim, even though you didn't really want it. Yeah?
One chag between a mice, which is that's in the mice mitzvah, and something where the whole mitzvah comes to you with dibur.
Well, you're right, but you're still, right, you're saying by nazirus it's not an act.
Since it's on menas, that I'm not
good. Right, there's a big question. Could you be masna on mitzvahs? Masna on mitzvahs is a big shiloh.
Okay.
You put on sitzes on menas.
The nazirus is
you're being you're
accepting
Harei Alai. So that's a neder. So it's Einbo Maisa, it's Osa Maisa, but you accept on yourself to do something. And then you're being masneh that it should only be like you interpret it. The Torah already defined it. So therefore the Tznai can fall away and the Maisa is kaim. So that's what Tosfos here, that's what the Mefarish here says. That's the source for the concept of Ein Naziris Lachatzon. Okay. Another important ha'ara. Ein Naziris Lachatzon. What exactly does that mean? Okay, what was the question? Yeah? Right, you might say that the Baal cannot be made for it, but you can't say, like we said before, you can't say that. Because the Baal definitely has rights to be made for a nefesh and a nefesh. So the ini nefesh part of it, he definitely has to be made for. And once you have the principle of it, it's like a son, so you say, oh, it goes automatically. But let me just say, connected to what you just said, there is a brisker rav that has a suffix, he has two possibilities. What exactly does this Gemara mean, a naziris lachasoin? This is the last piece in the brisker rav al Rambam and Hilchos Naziris. There are two ways you can understand this line of the Gemara, with a big nafkamina in between. Does that mean that since the husband could do half the ini nefesh, could be made for half the nazirus, and we know you can't just have half a nazirus, it must be he is also made for the other half. That's one way to interpret it. Once he can be made for half, he must be that he can be made for the whole half, because he can't have ein naziris lachatzon. Or no, the baal is made for half the nazirus. But since you can't have a nazirus lachatzon, the other half falls away by itself. Not that the husband, since he's made for half, he's made for the other half. But no, it means, since he's made for half, it must be that the other half falls away memela by itself. This is a machloka suggested biskarav between all the Mefarshim and Ardaf versus the Rambam. The Mefarshim and Ardaf, the Ran, the Tosfos, he assumes, if you the Medayik in the Lashon, that once he has the ability to be made for half, he also is made for the whole thing. Mashenki, the Rambam, he suggests, holds otherwise, that the other half falls away memela. What's the nafkamina? Says the Brisker Rav, there is a manda amar that the husband is okay l'mafreya. As we just said before, is a suffix in the Gemara Nazir. According to the manda amar, that a baal is megas gayas, that it's okay l'mafreya, so in this case, what about the other half, the dvarim that are not ini nefesh? So those, the Baal did not mefer, according to one side. It fell away memela. So if she did it yesterday, does she get Malkus? If she violated yesterday, she get Malkus. So if you say the Baal is made for the whole thing, if he's made for half, he's made for the whole thing, like the old Rovri showed him, so then there's no Malkus, period. Even if she violated before the Hafara. Masha'ekein, says the Brisker Rav, if you say the list line means, if he's made for half, he's only made for half, the other half falls away memela, but nothing to do with the Baal, it's just because of Ein Naziris L'chatzayin, so then if she violated Dvarim of this half yesterday, she's going to get Malkus for that. So that's a nafka mina between two ways to interpret that line. Okay, that's the Brisker Rav on the last paragraph in Hilchos Naziris. So let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asked, again, this Mishnah in Naziris, it says the husband can be mefer. So what do you mean? According to Rabbi Yochanan, if there's one neder, half inu nefesh, half not inu nefesh, he should only have the power to be mefer the inu nefesh half of it. And the Mishnah's bashma, the whole thing is gone. So the Gemara says that's separate. Ein Naziris lachatzon, period. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Amar le'abaya, ha-karban lachatzi Naziris ika? Is Ein Naziris lachatzon? Is that a very limited principle? It sounds like there can't be a Naziris for half, but maybe you could bring a carbon for half a Naziris. Meaning, what happens if the Baal is made for the woman's dead there 2 weeks after she becomes a Nazira? Does she bring her carbonos of a Nazira after 2 weeks? Our Mishnah just says, Ein Naziris l'chatzon, which means you cannot have half the halakas of a Nazir. But what happens, should we be medayik, says the Gemara, that if you have the full halakas of a Nazir for half the time, is good enough? Should we make that diuk, that you can bring karbanis for half a Naziris? So this says the Gemara, no, don't be medayik then. El Rabaya, I meant both. Ein Naziris l'chatzon, ve'ein karbon l'chatzon. No, both of them apply. You cannot bring karbanis for half a Naziris either. As we're going to learn, Naziris has to be at minimum 30 days, so therefore you cannot have anything less than that. Meisve. Next question. This question is not back on the major issue of one neder, half in nefesh, half not in nefesh. It's on this specific issue of Naziris lachatzon. Meisve, ask the Gemara Braisa. Just one word of Hakdama. Go again. We're about to talk about the carbonos of a Nazir, which hopefully we'll talk a lot about in the future. But if you look at the Torah, you don't need the Gemara for this. If you look at the Torah describes that if a Nazir has to bring carbonos at the end of his Naziris. Interesting, the Torah first describes what happens if a Nazir becomes Tameh. I'll leave this as a question. It could be our homework. The Torah says, this is what a Nazir has to do. If he becomes Tameh, so then he has to wait 7 days, and he has to shave his head, so he can start counting Naziris again, and when the day that he shaves his head, after he becomes Tahar, he has to bring a set of karbanis. Two birds and an animal. Two birds, olan chatas, and an animal's asham. That's what a Nazir Tameh has to bring. In Nazir Tahar, he starts counting again. A Nazir Tahar also has to bring three karbanis, three animals. Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim. Asham is substituted by Shlamim. Big question why that is. Well, we'll talk about it in the future, but why does the Torah first describe Tameh? If it doesn't become Tameh, this. Should it Tahar? That's the ultimate. This is the halachas of a Nazir. Oh, by the way, if he becomes Tameh, so then this is what you have to do. Interesting, you look at the Mefarshim, why the Torah first describes what happens to a Nazir that becomes Tameh. But either way, those are the karbanis. Right, again, Nazir Tameh, two birds, Ola Chatas, and an Asham animal. Nazir Tahar brings Ola Chatas animal and a Shlamim animal. So says the Gemara, Meisvei, the Braisa tells us, if we have time at the end, maybe we'll get back to some of this Moni HaMitzvos in Yanim of Naziris. Meisvei, Ha'isha Shanadra Ben Nazir, Vihifrisha Behemta, a woman who becomes a Nazir, Nazira, and she's even Mafresh her animal, and she became Tameh. She became Tameh. You have to add that in. She became Tameh. And, alright, the second wide line of the Ran, Klomer Shenitmeis. She nitmeis. She becomes Tameh. So, and she's Mafresh her animal. So if we're talking about a Tameh Nazir animal, so that has to be the Asham. Befrisha Behepta, Acharkach Hefer Labaila, and the Baal is Mefer. So the fact that she was Mafresh her Behema might not be so integral to the case. The Rishonim discussed whether there's any Chiddush in that line. What's important for us is a woman is a Nazira, and the Baal is Mefer her Nether. So what's the halacha? Like 2 weeks in. Mevia chadas ha'of, eina mevia olas ha'of. She brings one of her karbanos. A chadas ha'of. So ask the Gemara 1 minute. V'yamrit ein karbon l'chatzi Naziris. We just said there's no karbon brought for half of a Naziris time. And we assume a month hasn't passed yet. So if the Baal was mefer, a mai mevia chadas ha'of. So what should we get a karbon for? What should we get a karbon for? There's no karbon is brought for a Nazira that only observes half her time. buy a regular, we have to add this in, buy a regular woman or man who becomes tamei 2 weeks after the Naziris, they also have to bring karbanos. So why isn't that half a Naziris? Why isn't that karbanos for half a Naziris? I'm a Nazir for a week and I become tamei. I have to bring karbanos in a week from now. Why isn't that a Naziris? Because the fact that you're going to restart counting shows that you're still a Nazir. Shows that you're still in the parashah of a Nazir. So that's why you can bring your karbanos. But this woman is finished. This woman became tamei, and now the baal is made for her nether. So what does she have to bring any karbanos for? Doesn't that prove to me that there's a karbanos v'chatzin naziris? So the answer is the gemara. No, v'elamai yesh karbanos v'chatzin naziris. But it's better the other way, that there is a karban for a chatzin naziris. So then shalosh mehem was boy lasuye. Chat is olav v'shlamim. So then let's say in a case where she didn't become tamei, right? Let's say a woman has a naziris. 2 weeks after she's a nazir, the husband is made for it. So she should have to bring three karbanos, all karbanos of a nazir tar. And that's not true. She doesn't have to bring that. So Ella, so what's the answer? La'olam ain't karban l'chatzin naziris. Really, there is no karbanos brought for half of a naziris. Aye, so what does the b'risa mean? That she brings a chatas ha'of after she, the husband is mefer. The chatas ha'of mas, demasya, mishud the chatas al hasafek. Why? We find that bird chataos have a lot of flexibility. They're even brought al hasafek. Usually a karban chatas is the most stringent of karbanos. Right, there are five chatos mesos. If you have a karban chatas and the owner dies, or the chatas gets lost, or the chatas gets a year older, they all have to die, period. You can't have a chatas that's separated from the owner. If you're not sure if he sinned, you don't bring a chatas, you bring an asham. Chatas is very limited. And yet, by chatas birds, you find that sometimes you can bring them because of a suffix. The Mepharish explains. Let's say you have a yoledes. Like karban yoledes, a woman has to bring karbanas after she has a baby. Baruch Hashem. Right, so if she has a yoledes, let's say she's not sure, Rachman al-Islan, let's say a woman has a baby, she's not sure if it was a viable vlad or not. She wasn't sure how old it was, how many months, so it's a suffix whether she has to bring a carbon. So what's halacha? She brings her chadas ha'of. Chadas ha'of is baal suffix. You see there's more flexibility by chadas ha'of. So do we here, even by chadas ha'ziris, you know what? We'll tell her to bring it. But it's really not a bona fide carbon for a chadas ha'ziris. Really, we hold you can't bring carbonus for a chadas ha'ziris. Chadas ha'of is different because it even comes al suffix. The suffix here, there's no suffix here. So, Yossi, you seem to be asking Shlomo Zalman's kasher. Shlomo Zalman says, I don't understand. So fine, it comes out suffix, but there's no suffix here. What, a suffix shows there's more flexibility, or Shlomo Zalman just leaves the Pitzarachian? He says, I don't understand the connection. Fine, in other contexts, Chatas Ov has more flexibility, it can even come on a suffix chiyuv, but here there's no chiyuv. Here there's no chiyuv, there's no concept of karbanos al chatzin naziris. So Shlomo Zalman does not answer that question. V'utamua, ich efshel hashvos al suffix. So he just leaves it as a question. But that is the Rishlama Zalman Sa'ara. Period. So that, sorry? The Mefarish quotes. He does not quote that here there's no suffix. He quotes the source for that you bring it on a suffix. That's true. But here there is no suffix. Sorry, meaning she did do something. But the question is, if we hold there's no karbanos on chatzin naziris, so why there is no suffix? At the end, he says hachanami masi chadusof. What do you mean hachanami? There is no suffix here. Okay, that's where Shlomo Zalman's kash. Period. Okay, so now we get back to the original question. Four lines from the bottom. Eisvei, the original machlokas that we started off yesterday's machlokas, which was again machlokas Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. You have one neder. Half of it is inu nefesh. Half of it is not inu nefesh. Could the husband be made for everything using a mitoch? Or he's only made for half? So we had question number one, which we answered with the Inazir's Lachasoid, and we got off on a little tangent. So now we get back to a second question. Eisvei, from another Brysa, not another Brysa, the same Brysa we just used up above. Now we're going to use it to ask, though, on Rabbi Yochanan. The same case. A woman is a Nazir, she becomes Tameh, and the husband is Mefer. So she brings Karbanos. So the Chadas Ov we mentioned, she only brings because of a, it's a flexible carbon. But on the basic idea, what's the basic idea? The Baal is Mefer, and the Naziris is finished. That's what it sounds like from this Brisa, right? Her Naziris is finished after the Hafara. So again, ask the Gemara. If, Rabbi Yochanan, you are right that you can only be made for the part of a neder that's eating nefesh. So Dilma, maybe when the Baal is made for here, and again, this is not a Dilma, this is a Vadai, miyayin is letzarei for law. The husband only has the power to be made for a nezirus that has eating nefesh parts of it. Mitumas meis to les letzarei lohei for law. But becoming tamei meis, that's not inu nefesh. So that part of nezirah should still remain intact. So what? How could the brisa give us the impression that the nezirah is totally gone? According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that when you have one package nezirus, one package neder, half inui, half not inui, can only be made for the inui part of it. So here too, tumas meis is not inui nefesh, not being able to go to a cemetery. So therefore, why do we say that the nezirus is totally wiped out? Yes. What? So the Gemara, what should the Gemara answer? What would we have expected the Gemara to answer? Ein nezirus lachatzon. The Gemara just said that. The Gemara does not answer that though. The Gemara does not answer that. Now the question is why? Why doesn't the Gemara answer that? So the Rani here has two important dayas. The second day is, you're right, it could have answered it too. It just wanted to tell you another chiddush. That's the second answer the Ran gives. It could have answered again, Ein nezirus lachatzon. You can't split it up. You can't split up. Tumma and wine, it's all one package deal. That's the second day of the Ran. You can look, the Ran says about the 10th skinny line, Inami, de kushta de milsa boila terutse. It could have done that. Did loke de kasalka diet, de dein betum asbeit sar. Right, it could have said that. That's the second day. But the first day of the Ran is important. And that is, Ein nezirus lachatzon only means within all the wine issues. You can't split up with the wine and the seeds and the grapes and the peels. There's no nezirus lachatzon regarding that. But tumas meis, that part of nezirus can be split from a regular nezirus. Because after all, you find a nezirus without tumas meis. Where? Nezirus Shimshon. We're going to learn. A Shimshon was a nazir, but he became a contact with a lot of meisim. Right, Shimshon caused a lot of it. Right, that's called Nazir Shimshon. If somebody can say, how raised a Nazir Shimshon? It's a special type of Naziris. So you see, says the Ran, there's a concept of Naziris without Tumah. So you see, it's not an integral part of it. And says the Ran, the next step, just like you see, you can have Naziris without Tumah, it must be you can have Tumah without Naziris. Right, you can have an Isser to be a Kohen, cannot become Tameh, he's not a Nazir. So that's look at the Ran, on the second skinny line. Hai de park le hachi, below park a Naziris la katsoin. Why didn't it say that? Mishum de Tumah a Natsliyab Naziris. The Tumah aspect is not an integral part of Naziris. The Ashkha Naziris below Tumah. You find Naziris without Tumah. Shari Nazir Shimshon. Another Shimshon, Asir B'yayin, Matam El-Mason. He cannot drink wine, right? Like the Malach told Eishes Manoach, right? Your son cannot drink wine, but he didn't say anything about becoming Tameh. V'kivan de lo tal, and he also had long hair, as we know from the story. V'kivan de lo talya Tumah b'Naziris, Efshar Nami, just like you can have Naziris without Tumah, maybe you can have a Tumah without Naziris. Not Stab Kohen, like the example I gave. Maybe there's a kind of Naziris by a Tumah as a function of a Naziris without the other halachas. If one goes without one, the other one can go without the other also. So that's a second day. Why it does not answer here that you don't have Naziris lachatzon. Rabbi Yosef Engel just says on this Gemara, Ayein in the Mor Nevuchim. Perek Beis, Chelek Beis, Perek Aleph. He quotes the Mor Nevuchim. You gotta look at the Mor Nevuchim. So the Mor Nevuchim, he quotes Aristotle. He quotes Aristotle in Chelek Sheni, Perek Aleph. And he says, Im Nimsa Dover Murkav Mishnei Dvarim. If you find something that's made up of two parts, two things, V'nimsa Echon Mishnei Advarim Levado, Michutz Le'oso Adavar Hamurkav. And you find one of those things sometimes that exists separately than the other item that is within the group. Again, if you find two things in a group, and sometimes you find one of those things outside the group, hadavar mukh nischayiv behechrich, it must be gam mitzias hasheni michutz la'osa davar hamurkav. It must be that the other thing also exists independently somewhere. Ki ilu haisa mitziusa mechayeves, because if the reality was such, shelo yibsu, if you find that two things have to exist together, that you'll never find one of them without the other. The fact that you find one of them alone, raya al heder hatzimidus hahadadis, that reflects the fact that they do not have to be bound together in reality. Again, this is the Rambam wrote this in Arabic, so this is a Hebrew translation. V'yimsa ha'acher behechlet. So Yosef Engel, Kedarka Bakodesh, quoting from everything, that's exactly the Ran. The Ran says, just like if you find Naziris without Tumah, it must be you find Tumah without Naziris, because they don't exist totally, you see from one direction that they do not exist hand in hand.
So
The answer of Shlomo Zalman is kasha. If you find chatas ha'of separated from an avera, it must be that it can exist always. Not exactly, but possibly connected to that. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asked, how could a Baal be made for the neder totally and wipe out his wife's azirus? Maybe he was only made for the inu nefesh parts of it, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But the tumas mace part of it, that's not inu nefesh, right? The Gemara answers, wrong. Answer the Gemara, Amri, our assumption was wrong. Tumas mace nami is latzara. No, tumas mace is inu nefesh. Not being able to be metamil mace is inu nefesh. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, a koheles. Vachai yitein alibo. Right, it's better to go to a Beis HaAvel than to a Beis HaMishta. That by when you hear a hesped, you go to a levaya, that you think about life. So not being able to go to a hesped is in a nefesh. V'tanya, we had in Moed Katan, Hayer Rebeir Omer, my desiv achayitin aliba. What does that mean? The yasped yisbedun lei. People realize if you give a hesped, then they'll be masped you. The yivkun lei. Right, if you cry. Then they'll cry for you. Yikbar yikbarune, right? Though if you bury others, then they'll bury you. So you see, life is a galgal hachozer, and therefore chayitin alibo, going to a hesped, thinking about a yard site, makes you one think about life, right? Zion others tonight. So the so you got chayitin alibo. We have to have think about different. It is inu nefesh, not being able to be metame herlamais. So therefore, the whole question doesn't get off the ground. The Shamas Yonah Balacha is mayor that usually we call, what do we call Kvura? What do we call Kvura? Chesed Shel Emes. Chesed Shel Emes. Chesed Shel Emes, not going to get anything returned. So this line seems like a little bit of against that. Right? Why are you buried? So you get buried. Why do you give a hesped? So you get a hesped. So the Shamas Yonah Balacha, explains, it's not from this person you're not going to get anything. Of course, from other people. Chesed Shel Emes means you're not expecting anything in return from this person. Right? He's finished. He said, okay, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi came back and made Kiddush next the following week. But we're not assuming he can't do a Maisa Chesed for, can't bury somebody else. So the so that's what he says. Einu Metzapeh Gemul, Klorim Menu Men HaMeis, Aval Metzapeh Hu Min HaChayim. There is a big discussion here. It says, right, you're going to get Hanah from the Hesped. There's a discussion in Maseches Sanhedrin. Is a Hesped, the Ibai in the Gemara is, Yakre Dechaye or Yakre Deshichvi? Is hesped covered a chayim or covered a base? Why do we give a hesped? So the family feels great? Make the family feel good? This was my relative? Or no, it's covered a base. That's an ibaya. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Bav, has that question. Lomaskana, the Gemara says, it's covered a base. Big nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? If somebody says, I don't want to have a spadim said about me. If somebody makes that tonight, do we have to listen to them? So lomaisa, we do. Many times we have to come up with backhanded, oh, I'm not going to talk about the mace, I'm just going to use his life to inspire me for Musser. So we try to come up with all different backhanded ways of being maspid them, but Me'ikir Hadin, we're not maspid if that's their wishes. Because we said that the Gemara's maskana is a hesped, is a yakra de shichvi, the covet of a niftar. Even though our Gemara says that hespedim are ini nefesh, but it's yakra de shichvi. There is an exception though to the rule. First Pesach Shuva, that's Simon. Pesach Shuva in Shin Mem Dalad in Yaradeya. Pesach Shuva quotes that when the Pnei Yeshua was Nifter, he had in his Savah, he had in his will, no Hespedim, and then Oda Behuda, who was the God of Adar at the time, said, Tough luck, he was the God of Adar, the Adar needs Hespedim for him to inspire them. So the Oda Behuda says, we're allowed to. That's what he quotes in the Pesach Shuva here. Shamar Beisha Hisbid Lagon Bapne Yeshua, after Sivish Lalatspido, ain't Shaman Bazeh. Lamishu Rabban Sharashka Bahag, right? Kobane Hagola, Vishaka Vatari, he says it's not. So, there might be certain exceptions to the rule. And there are other examples given. And so in the Geshra Chaimi, it quotes a bunch of other achronim, right? Just like the Gon Mikalish was Maspid, Reb Zilno Misalant, and Reb Chaim Berlin was Maspid, Reb Yisrael Bluzer, right? You find other examples of Gedolim who said not to, but. But the did. Shlomo Zalman also said. Shlomo Zalman also didn't want to spay them, but he only wrote there should be divrei chizuku musar given. So again, everything about Shlomo Zalman's life was divrei chizuku musar. So it wasn't a problem. Yeah.
But if it's about the nifter, how does the rule get off the ground?
How does the exception get off the ground? Because you could say it's another. The door needs it. The door needs it. That you are not just private property.
But it's not about the door.
It's not about the door, but it's an opportunity to bring the door closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a greater value, it seems, in the larger scheme of things. Okay, let's continue. It says the Mishnah, Kodim Shein Ineh Labrias, if a woman says, I cannot get any hanah from anyone in the world, Ein Yochel LaHafer, the Baal cannot be made for. Why? Let's assume it's the next line. V'yachol hilanas b'leka sheikha v'peya. Because she could go collect from matnas aniyim, which are hefker. So she's not getting any benefit from anyone. It's all hefker. Go to my field and take peya, take leket. Konam, the second half of the Mishnah, which the Rambam says doesn't really connect to this perek, but it's here because it's similar. Konam, konim, levim, nehenim li. Konim and levim are not allowed to get any benefit from me. Yitzlo al karcho. Tough luck they could take. Why? Because you're mafresh, you're chubas and maestras, and then mamelo they take. You can't make a tznai that konim and levim cannot take it. Konim elu, levim elu, but if you say the specific konim and levim, meaning you leave room for other konim and levim to take it, so then nehenim li, yitzlo al karcho, then other people can take it.
Why is that even?
Why is it the first one? So might not be chal. Might not be chal. Says the Gemara, going back to the first line. What did the first line say? If a woman makes a neder that nobody in the world can get benefit from me. I can't get any benefit from anybody in the world. That's what the case was. So it says he does not have to be made for it. He cannot be made for it. Eino yachal lahafer. Alma, what does it see from that line? Efshar de misna mi delay. That we're assuming, the Ron explains, that the first and second line of the Mishnah are not connected. The first line of the Mishnah just says, if she says, I cannot get benefit from anybody in the world, she cannot be made for that. Why? Isn't that Inu Nefesh? The answer must be that her husband is not anybody. Honey, you're not anybody. You're special. You're different. You're not in the category of anybody. So, Alma, after the Mishnah B'dilei, Michlado Ba'ala B'chal B'riyasu. When she says everybody, she doesn't include her husband. Eima Seifa, but the second line of the Mishnah says, Diholi Hadas B'lecha Sheikh of Apeya. Why is the husband not allowed to be made for it? Because, not able to? Because she could get from Anas Aniyim. Alma Mida Ba'ala, Mashma, then her husband is off limits. Lo Akla, Alma Ba'al B'chal B'riyasu. So is the husband Brios? Is the husband not Brios? So the Gemara says, three answers. Let's do the first two. I'll do the third one tomorrow. Omar Ula number one, La Olam, La Bachabriyasu. Maybe the husband is not included in everybody. And really, read the first two lines of the Mishnah together. Why can't the Baal be made for? Because she could get from Hanazaniyim. Vod, Ein Yachol Lahafer, Mebnei Sheyachol, Lelanos, Belechashir Vapeya. I'm sorry. I said the other way. La Olam, La Bachabriyasu. Really, he's not Bachabriyas, and she can get benefit from the husband. And the second line of the Mishnah is just saying, also, not only can she get benefit from the husband, but she could also get Hanazaniyim. Rava Amar, answer number two, La'olam ba b'chlabriyosu. Maybe he is b'chlabriyos, and her husband is off limits. Why can't he be made for it? Because you read the two lines of the Mishnah together. Umatamka Amar, Matamka Amar, saying what the reason is. Matam and Yachal HaFer, Mishnah line one, Mipnei, because of Mishnah line two, Shechol Aleihanet Lekat Shecha V'peya, because she'll be able to get benefit from Lekat Shecha U'peya. Period. We'll have to stop here. We'll start maybe with the Karen Oras Kasha. Don't we say everything the woman finds is her husband's? So how does this answer work? The second she finds it, it belongs to her husband. She's getting benefit from her husband. Okay, so maybe we'll start off with that kasha tomorrow.